Hey there, my lovelies. Welcome back to another episode of Final Girls Horrorcast, the show where we discuss some of the horror, thriller, and sci-fi movies currently available on your favorite streaming sites. I'm Amy.
And I'm Carly.
Here we are with part four of Listener Request Month. Really?
Woo!
Jeez. I mean, you promised last episode.
I don't. And I literally was listening to our episode, and I was like, I have to remember to do it.
Do you want to try it again? Do you want to try it again? Do you want to do over? You want to call Mulligan?
Yes.
Here we are, part four of Listener Request Month.
Woo!
Okay, that was way better. Good job.
Thanks. I didn't even yell into the microphone to avoid.
No, and it seemed real, like, true. Like, the actress in you came out. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Our requests for this week are Curse of Chucky, as requested by Carly's cousin Emma, and Baskin, as requested by Twitter follower Rachel. And she actually requested that, like, when we first started. Like, she might not even listen to the podcast anymore.
Well, thanks, Rachel, if you're still with us.
Yes, thank you. Spoiler alert, if you haven't seen these films yet, please proceed with caution, as we are a spoiler-heavy podcast. Also, warning for those with sensitive stomachs or torture triggers for the film Baskin, it might not be for you. But before we jump into these movies, let's get started with the segment we like to call
Trailer Trash Talk.
Today's trailer is The Void, which is a Canadian film with a U.S. release date of April 7th, written and directed by both Jeremy Gillespie and Stephen Kostanski.
Yeah, is what I would think.
This trailer is insane.
Both of them.
They're freaky.
Trailer teaser one and trailer two.
Yeah, they're both freaky and awesome and gory.
It kind of reminded me of, what was that movie that we did with the girl in the police station?
Wait, which one? Because we did both of them.
Oh, the one with just the one girl.
Oh, Last Shift?
Yeah, that one, but like with more people.
It did. It had like kind of a Last Shift feel for some reason. I don't know why, but I totally agree with you.
I was like, this movie isn't anything about that, but no, for some reason,
but for some
like,
reason,
it
there's
felt
a feel. I totally understand you. I can't put my finger on it either, but I thought the same thing. That's really funny.
It is really funny. And then it also, not anything with the movies, but a lot of the like slides and stuff, it reminded me of It Follows, like the
triangle. See the triangle. Yeah. The triangle totally reminded me of Neon Demon because it has kind of like a vintagey yes. feel to it also. But I think above all, the first thing I thought of was The Thing, because like all of the like the weird tentacle
yes.
imagery and like floating and stuff. It's very, very Thing like. John Carpenter's The Thing specifically.
So all good things that these things remind us of, pretty much.
Yeah. I'm down.
Me too. I'll see it.
I'll see it. We always will. The interesting thing about this film, though, is that the directors and the writers, who are the same people, are like makeup people. They're known for their makeup and art on
awesome.
Films. Like, this is their first like writing, directing thing. So that's kind of exciting. You got to know that the special effects are going to be there, right? If that's
yeah.
like their main wheelhouse, I'm sure they have super high standards. So I'm stoked. I'm down. Let's hope the writing's up to snuff. But it looks cool.
But the visuals will be sweet.
I don't know. Creepy people in cloaks always freak me out. Always.
Yeah. Any kind of cult-esque
yes.
situation is always at least interesting.
There's like weird sciency and like hospital stuff, and then also
especially yeah aliens are involved
yes.
like come on,
maybe aliens, I don't know. All right, so all in all, I think this movie looks great, and I'm excited for it. It's April 7th. It's like right around the corner.
There are so many movies that are coming up that like I had you just don't even know about.
There's
but
just
they're
been
like
an
coming out soon
explosion of horror like this past
yeah.
couple weeks. Which is kind
of... The Belko Experiment came out this past week. end. I don't know why I said that really weird. Trainspotting 2 did too, but I feel like they both just got completely kind of pushed over by Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
Because there hasn't been like much about because either of those.
As we know, that's the same audience.
Yep. All those children really want to see what happened to those drug addicts. Yeah.
I know I do. Where's
Lumiere now?
It's a good one. I don't yeah, but also like I just feel like I'm hearing about the Devil's Candy a lot. Mm-hmm. I'm hearing a lot about movies that are coming out soon, like VOD releases. And then just also we got Train to Busan on Netflix. We got Greasy Strangler out. We got a bunch of like newer horror movies that are like very topical and a lot of people are talking about them. And I'm like, we need to do episodes on them. But this listener request month is a very long month. I picked the longest month of the year in terms of episodes because we have 5 listener request episodes, which is a lot.
This would be the last one.
No, we have one more.
Really?
Yes, there's a whole nother week left.
Is there really?
Yes.
Why is this?
I'm telling
forever?
You.
Ever. Not listener request month. I love listener request month.
It's just.
But
it's
why just is March funny. The longest month of all time, is what I want to know.
We just have a lot of Thursdays in March.
I guess so.
5 Thursdays in March. So, anyway. I'm really, I don't mean it like as an insult. I'm really, really, really enjoying Listener Request Month a lot. I'm just like feeling like we were kind of like stuck, like not a lot of good stuff was coming out. We were having trouble picking episodes. And then now all of a sudden everything's out. And I'm like,
Now there's like so much stuff. And I'm like, exactly. Did you see this? Can we do this?
I know, we have to do.
And then it's like, yeah, but we've got like 5 episodes planned before that.
Yeah, so we're definitely stocking up, picking out our episodes coming up. But this month has been fantastic, and I feel like some of our best episodes, and kind of gave us a freshening up that maybe we needed. So
definitely,
I'm down. I'm happy about it, and yeah,
I like the interaction too.
Yeah, a lot of listener interaction, which is great for us. Also, I mean, we enjoy it
because it's not like I just like feel like I'm recording this in like my bedroom and. I'm the only one listening to it.
Exactly. And I've been sending out more stickers and it's gotten more reviews. It's great. So thank you guys. Yay. Thank you so much. We love you guys. Okay. So moving on to our first film, which is Curse of Chucky from 2013, which when I read that, I couldn't believe it because I was fairly sure this movie just came out in the past year or two.
Yeah, me too, actually.
Maybe we had to like pay for it and it just recently was on Netflix. I think that might be what happened. So anyway, this is the 6th film in the Child's Play series, written and directed by Don Mancini, who is the original writer of the screenplay films. Of the screenplays. He wrote all of them.
Wow.
He wrote every single one. He's directed a couple. But he wrote all of them. There's also a 7th film coming out in 2017 in October 20th, which is called Cult of Chucky, which is a continuation of this story. I'm not a huge Child's Play fan. I like and I appreciate Child's Play, but it's never been one of my favorites. How do you feel about Child's Play?
I like Child's Play. The first one, the second one, I don't remember the third one. Once it started getting, like, really campy, like when, like, Jennifer Tilly's character came in, I started not, like, I mean, and it's not something that I watch all the time, but, like, when it comes out, like, I'm definitely interested in seeing them. But, like, usually on Netflix. I actually think I saw Curse of Chucky in theaters. Like forever ago. So that was the last time I saw it.
I don't think this was in theaters. I think this was the first Child's Play movie that was a VOD. Straight to VOD. Yeah, pretty sure.
Maybe then I just saw it when it like hit the situation. when it hit the internet or hit Netflix or hit wherever.
Maybe.
Because I definitely remember seeing this movie when it first came out, but not since.
Yeah.
I guess. And actually, like, I really don't mind this movie. I liked it a lot better than Seed of Chucky and Bride of Chucky.
I'm going to be honest with you. I never saw Seed of Chucky or Bride of Chucky. I kind of stopped. I was just going to say,
but then I don't remember either what happened in either of those films.
Yeah, I mean, I probably saw like bits and pieces, but I don't think I sat and watched those films from beginning to end at all.
I definitely did, but I don't remember the occurrences of them.
Well, let's talk specifically about this film. The IMDb summary is, after her mother's mysterious death, Nika begins to suspect that the talking red-haired doll her visiting niece has been playing with may be the key to recent bloodshed and chaos.
Dun, dun, dun.
I know. So, the thing about Child's Play movies, at least this specific Child's Play movie, let me say. The thing about this movie is I think that the writing is really good as of dialogue, but like in terms of wrapping up all the loose ends. I think it does a really good job of doing that, where I feel like a lot of films like this, they kind of just say, yeah, fuck it. Like, who cares if it makes sense or not? I feel like they actually take the time to kind of tie up any loose ends and give us some more history on the story and things like that are interesting. And if I was a huge Child's Play fan, this movie would totally get me stoked. Like, I would be really excited about this movie. I don't really care.
I was really,
but I still enjoyed it for the most part. I mean, there were definitely things where I was like, eh. And it definitely has like a low budget feel to it. Very much shot on digital film, but it still looks decent and the acting's not atrocious, kind of.
I was really, because obviously, like, I haven't seen it in forever, and so I was like really impressed, I guess, by the tie-in at the end, by what we like find out about Chucky and how he like was like Charles was in love with her mom or whatever. Right. I was super stoked the delivery guy that brought Chucky is totally Felix from Orphan Black, which I was like, what? That's amazing. I think I like yelled it in my house. Because I was so excited about it.
I wanted more delivery guy. He was great.
I know.
He was great.
I wanted him to like come back and like hit on her again.
Save someone or do something cool. Like maybe he's going to ask her out on a date and that could have been like a really fun kill like really quickly.
Right?
Yeah, that would have been so much fun. Like what if like the doorbell rang and everyone's busy and no one hears it and Chucky answers it and kills that guy. Like that'd be pretty funny. No?
We want more Felix.
Yeah.
I don't know his real name.
I don't think they gave him a name. He was just delivery guy. But yeah, I mean, I think that this is a good addition to the series. It doesn't take anything away. If anything, it kind of adds to it. I liked it.
I agree.
I liked it. I didn't love it, but I liked it. It's definitely better.
It was
than,
like entertaining.
I think it's better than anyone expected it to be, you know?
Yeah.
Did
you pick up that his Chucky's like silly laugh that he does is the same as the clown from The Tale of Laughing in the Dark? Are You Afraid of the Dark?
No.
I can't do it, so I'm not even going to try.
The really high hee thing?
It's like, ha 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 ha.
Oh, no. Like, I don't know that I really remember that very well. It's been a while since.
I'll probably send it to you.
I
was like, what? And then I wrote a note.
There's
so I wouldn't forget.
There's one part of this movie that absolutely, like, okay. So, are you familiar with the movie The Changeling?
Vaguely. I mean, I've seen it.
Okay. So, it's one of my favorite horror movies of all time. The original, the 70s Changeling, not, like, the later, like, Angelina Jolie movie. Like, which is if you haven't seen it, guys, it's a really fantastic ghost story. It's really long and kind of like slow, but it's really, really, really good and really creepy. And it's one of my favorites. Anyway, this movie has two allusions to that movie that totally got me really excited. And the first one, I was like, that's just probably a coincidence. And then the second one, I was like, no, they had to fucking plan this. There's no way it's not planned. So the first one, okay, so when they're in the attic, and then there's like the wheelchair and it's covered in cobwebs. It looked so much like, you know, if you see a child's wheelchair in an attic, I'm automatically going to think of The Changeling. Then after when you see the eyeball bouncing down the stairs and it's red and it It's bouncing in the exact same way it does in The Changeling. And I'm like, fuck, that must have been on purpose. The wheelchair's on purpose. That had to have been. And the eyeball's on purpose. Boom, I'm calling it. I don't know if that was on purpose, but I'm going to say it was. And it got me really excited.
It would be way too coincidental.
Right? Because at first I was like, okay, well, whatever. There's a wheelchair. It could be anything. But then when they did the eyeball thing, I'm like, no. They're paying homage to The Changeling, and I can really appreciate that. Because not many do that. And I am in on it. So that made me happy. I'd say that was probably my favorite thing in the whole movie.
That's awesome. I really liked, the explanation of what happened. But I also really liked how it ended, kind of. Not the, he possesses, the little girl. But that she lived, but she's, crazy now. Yeah. And she, goes to the insane asylum.
Yeah, I did. I liked that, too. And I liked how our final girl, quote-unquote final girl, is... She's handicapped and she has issues with going out in the world, but she's also really fucking tough. And I love how she's such a badass at the end. I mean, even though technically she's defeated, I mean, she's still fuck you.
She's still I'm still alive, you fucking asshole.
Yeah, exactly. Fuck you, you didn't get me. You still failed.
So good. And everyone in her life is just such an asshole.
Yeah, really. That whole family. No one cares. And Father Frank, by the way, fuck Father Frank.
Fuck Father Frank. Get that guy out of there. Rat poisoned.
That murder was pretty sweet in the car with the head. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I thought that maybe the electrocution thing was a little bit meh, but there was some little twist. Ooh. And you thought that the dad and the babysitter were having a thing, but no. It's a mama.
It's the mom and the babysitter.
Yeah, it's, it's fine. It's fine. It's cute. It's a cute horror film.
Yeah, it's a fun time. Yeah. It's not going to win any awards.
No.
But you're going to have, if you like the Child's Play series, you're going to have a good time watching
it. Now, I might want to go on a limb here, and I'm sure someone will correct me if I'm wrong, but I want to pose a thought that possibly the best sixth installment of a horror film.
I think that's fair.
Can we think of any more?
That are better
than the sixth
this?
Nightmare on Elm Street is shitty, isn't it? I'm trying to think. Is that the Freddy's Dead one? I don't know. I'm brain farting. But I think this might be it. I think this is really, I think for a sixth installment, this is really good. How much more story do people usually have to tell in the sixth movie? Not a lot.
Yeah.
So I think
this one went there. This one figured it out. Did. It was I'm not gonna be that guy that gets lost in the sixth horror movie nonsense.
I thought you know what's weird too is that he only writes Child's Play movies. Here's a guy that's I'm gonna write Child's Play. Okay, done. Wrote Child's Play. Then he's I'm gonna write Child's Play 2. Okay, done. Then kept writing Child's Play movies. I just thought it was weird. It's weird, right? To have your whole career based around one story, really.
Yeah. But also kind of cool.
It is kind of cool, but it's also I don't know, what is he just when he runs out of money, he writes another movie? How does that work? And if so, write a book on how to do that? Because I would love for that to be my life. I just need more money. Okay, I'll write a quick screenplay and... off it goes.
I mean, he has to have... Mail me my check. If he's producing shit, he's got to have the dollars.
Yeah.
Because he produced 8 episodes of Hannibal.
Well, of course he has money. He wrote Child's Play.
Well, that's what I'm saying, girl. I know, but I'm just saying, if he needs money...
Yeah, but if he runs out, he just writes another Child's Play movie. He doesn't have to, come up with new ideas, really. I mean, not that that's not a new idea. But you know what I mean?
But that's probably, his thing. Can you imagine, J.K. Rowling has all these notes about Harry Potter and the Wizarding World, and Don Mancini has all these notes about Child's Play and and that world.
It's pretty cool.
So he's I need to write a new movie, and then he just goes to his notes and he's I haven't told this story yet.
It's true.
Child's Play 10.
It's just gonna keep coming. I mean, we're getting a seventh one this year, so I guess if it's not broken, don't fix it.
I do want to see that Channel Zero show, though.
You haven't watched that yet? I thought I got you to watch it. I haven't.
Nope, I have not watched
it. Dang it, Carly. Get on it. Okay, what do we got next? Baskin, are you ready to move on to Baskin, or do you have more to say about Child's Play?
No, we're good. I had a good time. I had a good time watching Child's Play. Thanks, Emma.
I did, too. Thanks, Emma. Good choice. Fun movie. Woo-hoo. If you're into Child's Play and you haven't seen this one, go ahead and watch it. It's fun.
Check it out.
There's nothing wrong with it. Is it great? No, but it's got Jennifer Tilly at the end. I mean, that ending was pretty cool.
Yeah, with her like setting stuff out.
Yeah,
because I could have done without the jump scare, but I mean, yeah, you have to end a scary movie some way.
The jump scare was stupid, but beyond that, like, there was a cool way that he kind of explained everything that would happened, and there was nothing left up to your imagination. Like, everything kind of just figured itself out by the end. You were like, any questions you had, they were answered. Like, anytime I wrote a question down, like, it was later answered. Like, why does he look so perfect? Why doesn't he have scars all over his face? Answered. How did he get there?
How did he get there?
Who mailed him? Like, all that stuff gets figured out. So,
Don had a plan.
He did. He figured it out. That's why I'm saying, like, it's good writing. The acting kind of, and the dialogue is kind of, meh. But, like, the story itself is tied up in a nicely neat little package, and who can't enjoy that? So, that's really all I need from these kinds of movies. Like, just give me the answers I need, have some fun kills, and you can't really fuck it up, right?
I mean, yeah, exactly. Especially when it's something like Child's Play. Yeah. It's like, you're going to have a good time.
Yeah.
Just don't, it's not rocket science.
Right.
It's just,
it's very formulaic, but it's done well. It's done well enough that I can enjoy it. So.
Totally.
Okay. Moving on to Baskin from 2015, written and directed by Can Evernall. This is his first full-length film. The film was written by Carly. Can you say those names?
Oh, gosh. Okay. Ogulkin Aaron. Okay. That's one person. Ogulkin Aaron, a K. Would you say that's a hard C or a soft C?
I'm going to make you say these from now on.
Okay. Erkin or Erson, depending on how you're going. Sadig. Nope. I don't got that one. And then Kem. Ozuduro.
It's so funny when it's not me.
Now I want to try this one.
Okay.
Sadikoglu. Erkin Sadikoglu.
Nailed it.
Kem, I can't with the C's. Why aren't there omelets above the C?
You got Kem, it. You got it. You're good, girl.
Ozuduro.
You nailed it. You got it perfect. Flawless.
Thanks.
Flawless victory.
Thanks. A Gulkin's my favorite.
I like
favorite.
How you didn't give up. You just kept going.
Until it sounded determined. Right. We're getting this.
Or until I stopped you. Either or.
I would have kept going.
The IMDb summary for this movie is: a squad of unsuspecting cops goes through a trapdoor to hell when they stumble upon a black mass in an abandoned building. So, this is going to be a fun one to talk about, I feel like.
Yeah.
So this is a Turkish film. Turkish horror film. Very much horror. There's no question about it. This is a horror movie.
And I feel like you kind of know what you're getting into pretty much when the movie opens.
You say so. I did not see any of this coming.
Oh, well, I mean, you're right. But you know that it's not for the light of heart, I guess, because you have the opening scene where, like, it's, like, a little boy who, like, hears sex noises. But then, like, even after that, like, the guy with the bucket and the blood. So the thing with this movie, I think it's a really good movie, and I don't dislike it, but it's a little too much for me.
100%! This is a great example of what the quote-unquote torture porn film should be.
Because,
granted, this is not for me. This is not something that I can just sit and watch and have a good old time. It's just not, mm-hmm. it's not in the cards for me. But I can appreciate this film and the work that went into it and the story behind it. It has something happening beyond just this tortury, disturbing image type movie. There's a real story here. There's, granted, story is not necessarily easy to grasp, but there's more things going on. Your brain can go to other things when the terrible horribleness is on screen.
Yeah,
I feel the same way. Whereas this is not my favorite film, but if someone was like, hey, I really love torture porn, I'd be like, oh, you should watch Baskin. That's a really good one.
Yeah, that's in my back pocket from now on.
Granted, no one has ever said that to me ever. No. But should someone do that and say, hey, I really like this kind of movie? Like if someone said, hey, I really like Hostel, like what would you recommend? Or hey, I really like...
Child's Play. It's Baskin. Go for Baskin.
I would never do that.
You don't even know. You don't even know what you're getting into. I mean, someone... You like Hostel? Go for Baskin. It'll blow your mind. You're welcome.
That would be so mean.
It would
that
be.
That would be the meanest thing ever.
People would be like, Carly is so messed up.
No, but you know what? If you like Hellraiser, you probably like Baskin, right?
Yeah.
I don't like Hellraiser, by the way. And that's controversial to say, but I am not a Hellraiser. It's just not for me. It's just not something that really interests me.
Hellraiser, though, to me, is just hilarious. Because it's kind of like ridiculous. A soap opera.
It is. There's a weird like, soap opera aspect. We're getting off topic. Like, we will talk about
weird love situation. Okay. Maybe that'll we'll save that for another episode.
But I mean in terms of like the hellish imagery and stuff. This is more along the lines of Hellraiser. It has more of a Hellraiser feel in terms of like the gore and type things happening there. At least in my head. It's been a really long time since I've watched any Hellraiser movies, but yeah.
We have a new one coming out in 2 weeks.
I'm not going to see it. I'm just going to be honest. It's not something I'm interested in watching, but I just never could get into it. I'll
be honest.
Well, you can watch it for the podcast and let me know if it's any good. I still won't see it, but that's fine. it's just not my thing. I totally like understand why people like it. And I think it's, I do think that it's funny. Like there is like, especially the first one and like the second one, they're really weird.
Oh my gosh, it's hilarious.
Yeah. But like the imagery part, and maybe watching it now, I wouldn't be as disturbed by it. But when I was younger, I had a really hard time with the Hellraiser movies. I was like,
it's not as tough now. It's like, it's hilarious. Sorry for people that are like really into it, but I thought like I was watching it and I was really excited because I remembered watching it when I was younger and I saw it at in one of the cinemas here and I was just like laughing pretty much almost the whole time. Right. Because
well, maybe I should rewatch it. I have some comic books, some Hellraiser comic books I haven't read yet. Maybe I'll start
I would
there.
Revisit it because it's almost there. Like mind-blowingly like what.
Well, I watched them in college. I think I don't
yeah
it's been a while anyway.
Back to Baskin.
Back to Baskin. Got a little off topic there. Back to Baskin. This is like two different movies, like shoved into one movie.
I agree 100%.
Tony was sitting and watching this movie with me, and I was like, this is not a movie you want to watch. Like, I was just like, I'm straight up, like, you're going to hate this. This is not for you.
I was, like, paranoid that Steve was going to come in and be like, what are you watching? And I'd be like, I don't know.
Fuck. Yeah, I had my tenants, I have like a granny flat, I have tenants back there, and they were hanging out in the backyard by the pool, and you can totally see into my living room to see what I'm watching. And I had to keep pausing it, because I'm like, are they looking? Are they looking? The weird sex part's coming up. Are they looking?
I have to pause this.
I don't want anyone to know I'm watching this.
Oh my gosh, the first time I saw this movie... was at a movie theater here called Cine Family, and they like the first like maybe three rows of the theater are like these like black love seats kind of.
Okay.
And so one of my friends, like if you're a member, you get to see like movies for free, like it's just included in your membership. Mm-hmm. And so I went with two friends that had these memberships, and so I got in with one, and then one of my other friends got in with the other. And so we just decided to, like, smush all four of us into this love seat. So, and it was, like, a midnight movie. So it was, like, four of us pretty much sitting on top of each other, watching all of this craziness unfold. And like some of us were like falling asleep sometimes because like there are some slower parts to this movie.
Yeah.
But then like everybody was so aware of like the weird torture porn shit. And we were just sitting there like, we are so close to each other right now. Like this is so weird.
How uncomfortable. Like if you could make this movie any more uncomfortable, that's how you do it.
Exactly.
That's hilarious and horrible at the same time. Oh my god.
It's funny.
I just watched this movie for the first time in October for when we were doing our 31 days of horror. Oh my god, that was really tough. Are we doing that again this year? Because that was really tough. But this movie was one of the ones I watched, and I fast-forwarded, I'm going to be honest, through some of that tortury stuff. And I watched all of it this time, and I just took breaks because I was like, I want to watch all of it. I do want to see all of it. But god damn it, I can't just watch it in one sitting. So bravo to anyone that could do that, I guess. I can't.
It was so much.
It's too much at once, and it lasts so long. Like, some of the scenes last so long, and it's rough. It's good, but it's just rough. All right. Do you want to try to figure out what's going on in this movie a little bit? I mean, other than the obvious.
So, our main character, Ardo?
Yeah.
Is that his name?
I don't know. I didn't make an effort this time because they were weird Turkish names and I couldn't remember them.
I'm going to go with Ardo.
Okay.
Sorry if that's not correct.
No, I think you're right.
He's definitely, is he dead or did they just get, like, I never knew. I always assumed that they were dead because of just the situation. But then I read, like, that they were stuck in a hellhole or something.
I kind of pictured it as they died maybe when they went off the road and they were in hell.
But then would they be stuck in that thing and, like, nobody's in that cafe? So, like, immediately you kind of think things are weird because they're That's just, true. Like, at this cafe That's alone. True.
Well, I think, yeah, maybe the loop starts then. Because it's
maybe
weird.
Maybe the cafe is, like, hell.
Maybe. Because whenever they... Possibly. Because whenever they go to the cafe, it's never, like... It's always, like, in the middle of another story. You know? Like, they kind of started there, but they keep jumping back there. I don't know. It could be. They could just be in a hell loop together. And we just don't know how they died, maybe.
I'm really curious to see the short.
I would like to see the short, too, although I think that the short might just be them going into the building and the stuff that happens in the building. I don't know if we get as much of the outside things happening.
See, I didn't mind the building stuff. I liked that, and I was, like, really intrigued, and I was like, what the fuck's happening?
Yeah. When did it turn for you then?
When they fucking went into the fucking basement.
Yeah.
And that weird.
No, I feel the same way. Like, when you walk in the building and they have like the Blair Witchy things hanging from the ceiling and you know something's immediately not right and they go into the basement. Even at first in the basement, it's not so bad. Then it just gets really twisted.
It like goes really where fast. I did not think it was going to go.
No, it
like,
really I'm just, like, goes there. There is like, you got to give this movie props. It really goes there in terms
it,
of
like,
going there.
That imagination, man.
Yeah.
It goes.
It certainly does. And I remember the first time I was watching this, I was like, oh, Jesus. Fuck. It's a lot. It's a lot to take in. So if you are squeamish at all, this might not be the movie from you.
Oh, this is definitely not the movie for you if you're squeamish. Although, because they, like, push.
If you can bear it, though, like, even if this isn't your type of movie, I think it's worth seeing at least once. Like, I'm still glad I saw this movie, even though it's not my cup of tea. Did I need to see it a second time? No. No, I kind of was hating it the second time just because I knew it was coming.
I like when I Google this movie, Baskin Robbins comes up.
I know.
And I'm like, I'm so confused because this movie is horrifying and now I want mint chocolate chip, but I don't want to associate the two and I don't understand.
Totally. And I kept writing like, who is Baskin? Why is this called Baskin? Who is Baskin?
Why is it called Baskin?
Turns out the word Baskin in Turkish means raid. Like a raid, like a cop, like a police raid.
Interesting.
Yeah. Because I totally didn't know that. And I kept writing, who is Baskin? Why is this called Baskin? Because, you know, like, yeah. As a normal American, I think Baskin is a name. I think of, like, I think of, like, the guy from Big. His last name's Baskin.
Yes. You are correct.
I know. And then there's frogs everywhere, which are very symbolic of, like,
very biblical.
A rebirth or a renewal, or a transformation even, like a tadpole to frog type thing. Frogs are very symbolic of that. So, like, it could be, like, their rebirth in hell or something. I mean, I'm reaching a little bit here. I'm trying to, like, close in the gaps because I really don't know when they die or if they died or if they're each just in their own circle of hell. Like,
no, I appreciate that because I also don't know.
But they also kind of, like, allow that to be up in the air, because even at the end when the boss guy and the young guy are having their final conversation, they're saying, you know, is it just you? Is it both of us? Is it just me? I don't know. Like, you don't know who's really being affected here. I kind of get the feeling like everyone's having their own thing that they're affected by, right? Because in the very beginning, we got the creepy, weird guy talking about how he likes to have sex with animals. And then creepy father in the basement of the creepy building is making him have sex with a human animal head being thing.
Yeah.
So, like, everyone, and I think I read on IMDb that everyone, like, has their own thing. So, like, you get killed in your sin or, like, whatever. And they are talking about their quote-unquote sins in the beginning. So it does kind of make sense that they're in their own circle of hell, like, reliving their sins over and over again. We don't quite know what the young guy's sin is, right? He's just...
Does he have one? Because, I mean, they do talk about how hell isn't a... or at least not they, but the, like, weird demon... Man.
Father or Baba.
Talks about how hell is not a place that you go. It's something that you carry with you.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, well, is this hell then? Or are they alive and they're in, like, they're trapped in this hell somehow? Or what's going on there?
Yeah, it's weird. And there's also, like, really strong, like, witchcraft feels to it. Because there's
definitely
all those things hanging and there's... You know, you kind of get, like, a mystical feel, like, when they walk into the building, it's, like, suddenly a very different place. The building is super creepy, by the way. I don't know how they found something so creepy, but it's fucking creepy.
I was reading about it on Wikipedia, and they were saying that it was filmed over, like, X amount of nights. But they were always terrified that the police were going to kind of, like, figure out that what they were filming, because they were shooting in, holy cow, sorry. They were shooting in really conservative towns, and they were, like, having naked people, like, in the basement of these, like, buildings. And so, like, the entire time that they were shooting, they were super paranoid of being found out.
Totally. And it's Turkey, you know, like... I wouldn't want to do that. Like, I'd be fucking scared of shit, too. I don't know. Like, I think it's a really great movie. Again, not for me, but I can't shut it down, really. There's not much to shut down in this movie. It's hard to watch, and it's rough, but it's well put together and well thought out, and, I mean, I can't be like, oh, it's gory, so fuck that. I mean, not that I can't handle gore, because I totally can, but there's something about this movie that's just, like, torture-y and rough.
I agree. I definitely think it's a very smart movie. For a feature film debut, it's insane. I think it's really interesting that... the director cited Only God Forgives as an influence.
I saw that.
And you can really, after I learned that, like, I could see that in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of those shots are very reminiscent, but they're definitely their own thing.
And I also wrote that it really reminds me of Italian horror, too. with the colors and the imagery, especially at the end. There's a lot of reds and blues that you see a lot in like old Italian horror, like Fulci and Argento. Like you see a lot of like the reds and the blues, like really strong colors at the end. You really get a lot of that, like when he just starts escaping, and that kind of gives you more of a dreamy feel. That's kind of why I feel like up until they get to the building, it doesn't have that dreamy feel, other than like the frogs appearing everywhere. It really starts to happen like when they get close to the building and when they get out of the building. But yeah, when he comes out and there's all those blues and reds, I was like, wow, that's like such a powerful like appearance. And it doesn't really feel as out of place as you might think, because the rest of the film is pretty... There's a harsh contrast between when they're outside of the building and inside the building. There's a very big difference there. Because outside, it does kind of have more of a dreamy feel, I guess. And inside, it's just very gritty and real feeling. Which is strange, because you would think it would be the opposite, which is why I can kind of go along with the idea that maybe they're always in hell, or you know what I mean? Because it does kind of have that dreamy tone.
I definitely feel that way, especially seeing it a second time, because even the first time that I saw it, I always thought it was really weird that they were the only people in this cafe or restaurant or what have you. Mm-hmm. Especially when like the dark figure from the dream also seems to be like the one carrying like the meat bucket or whatever.
Yeah.
So like I definitely feel like they're if they're not in hell, they're like in this kind of like alternative reality situation. Like they're definitely not in like the real world.
Yeah. Modern Horrors does videos called Fright Logic, and they just did one on Baskin. They just released it today, and I was talking to Jacob about it from Modern Horrors. He posted it, and I was like, oh, we're talking about that tonight. And supposedly,
I listened to their thing from last week, and they were talking about Baskin, and I was like, hey.
They did a video, and it's supposed to explain the details of Baskin. I didn't want to watch it before I did this because I really don't, that's their thing, and I don't want to reiterate their magic that they do, but I definitely want to check it out after we record, and maybe I'll retweet their video so other people can enjoy. They do a lot of good stuff there that we definitely don't. They do a lot of like, they know like history and like things about things, whereas we just kind of talk about, we shoot the shit.
Yeah, they're a lot of fun. I enjoy those guys. I had to like pause their podcast that I was listening to last Friday because I was like, my work is going to think I'm not working because I'm just sitting here laughing at my desk.
Yeah, they're great. They're very sweet guys too. So I'll repost that video. Check it out. I'm sure it's great. I haven't seen it yet, but I'm sure it's great. So hopefully that'll illuminate some of our questions we have about it. But all in all, I think it's, you know, it's good to watch.
It's definitely worth, if you can sit through, I mean, like, we are not exaggerating when we say that it's, like, tough to watch. Like, I can watch a lot of tough shit. This was, like, this is hard.
We watched two horror movies a week. Yeah. Every week of our lives for this podcast. Yeah. We enjoy horror movies. We've seen a lot of horror movies.
I am not squeamish. We're like, not, I will, no. Even, like, in, my mom split her chin open once, and I was, like, in there irrigating it with the doctor. Like, I, like, get in there. This is tough. This made me feel a little queasy a couple times.
There's other things happening here, yeah. But all in all, yeah, if you're, you know, if you're squeamish, you might want to pass on it. But all in all, I think it's worth watching, and, you know, great, great suggestion, Rachel. Thank you for that.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Okay, well, let's move on to Ask Final Girls, our newest listener request segment that we do.
Woo-woo.
Woo-woo. I think we'll probably only do it this month, unless we start getting a lot of questions, in which case we'll do more. But we have a Tommy B Asks the Final Girls. Can always depend on Tommy B for Ask the Final Girls.
Thanks, Tommy B.
Thank you, Tommy B. He asks, if you could, this is such a great question. If you could have a movie monster as a pet and it's rendered safe-ish in that it won't attack you, but maybe other people, what creature would it be? Now, Tommy's answer is that it would be a xenomorph or Krite from Critters.
My first instinct was definitely Gizmo.
Right?
Yeah.
That was my first instinct, too. Not but my choice, though.
But
I was
like, but he's not scary.
But he can be scary.
But he is so cute, guys. Yes. What is your choice?
I thought you were going first.
No.
Okay. Well, my first instinct was to say I would like a Mogwai. But there's so much work involved with the Mogwai. There's a lot of rules. There's a lot to take care of. And I am a cat person in that I kind of like my animal to take care of itself. So, Gizmo, you're out. You definitely win the adorable award, but not my favorite. I definitely want something furry so that I can pet it, because I enjoy a furry pet. I don't want a turtle or a Godzilla-type creature in my home. Also, not a fan of the ocean, because I definitely went down that route and thought, maybe Jaws. Nope, not going to the ocean anytime soon to hang out with my pet Jaws. So, I decided on Fluffy, the crate monster from Creepshow.
Amazing.
Because he's crate trained. He can hang out in a crate for years and years and years, and I don't even ever have to take him out and play with him.
It's so true.
But if someone fucks with me, I know Fluffy's got my back. So
also true.
Winner, Fluffy from Creepshow.
So I had I was kind of split decision with this one because obviously, like, I love sharks so much. So, like, my first want would be, like, Jaws.
Right.
But, I mean, obviously, like, I'm not living in the ocean and I would just get too paranoid and, like, worried about my pet shark, like, all the time.
Right.
So I settled on King Kong.
Wow, that's a very large pet.
I know.
Where are you going to keep such a large pet?
We have a vineyard or something, a large store, or just fuck it. I'll move to his island and he'll keep me safe. Yeah, and he'll keep me safe.
Well, that's very nice.
And I'll have
a
ferry.
That's devotion right there.
Yeah, I'll have a ferry to the mainland
for your King Kong pet.
Guys, it's not real life, but like,
no, I do like the idea of having a xenomorph, but I don't, the acid spit, it's gonna get me every time. It's
like,
gonna,
if he sneezes, you're done for.
I mean, even if he doesn't want to attack me, he could inadvertently kill me with his acid spit. I can't risk it. Maybe a face hugger might be a good pet.
But then they die.
Yeah.
That's why I was like, King Kong would be like, but then, I don't know, like, I get so worried because, like, I get worried about my pets.
But King Kong's like a nice monster.
Yeah.
So
he'll protect me from all the dinosaurs out there.
All right. Okay, so we have one more question from Cat Black, who I accidentally called she about 5 million times in the last episode. So sorry about that, Cat Black. Cat Black asks, what are your top 5 horror movies? Because Cat Black is being kind of a jerk and knows that that's an impossible question. How do I answer that? Carly, you're up.
Oh, gosh. Okay, so we talked about this, and we were going to say that it was going to be, like, movies that we've done so far.
That's what
but, like, I just kind of decided to word vomit the first 5 movies that came to my head.
Okay, go. Baskin, go.
That's not my favorite. Not number one. So
Devil's Rejects, go.
I would say Devil's Rejects.
Twilight.
What's that other? Twilight, always. Always and forever. Okay, so seriously though, I would say ones that come to mind immediately are obviously Texas Chainsaw Massacre would be number one. We haven't done that, but it's what popped into my head first. Green Room, I'm going to say. Love it. I don't know. Did we do that? We did that.
We did.
Oh, yeah, and I loved that episode. Anyway.
See, this is why flying off the cuff doesn't work, Carly.
An All American right. Werewolf in Paris. London.
You mean London.
London.
Yeah.
Why don't we do every other one? You go first, and okay. Then I'll go.
So I have 6, because I can't even. Even
That's
with
fine.
My own narrowing it down, I can't even. So of the movies we have done on the podcast so far, my top 6 are, in no specific order, Shivers, Black Christmas, Green Room, The Invitation, Rosemary's Baby, and An American Werewolf in London.
Look, we've got 2 of the same ones.
There you go. Do you want to copy mine now?
I don't want to copy yours, but I'm definitely going to say Green Room, TCM. I totally just blanked.
Well, Trick or Treat's probably on your list.
An American Werewolf. Okay, ready? TCM, Green Room, Black Christmas, An American Werewolf in London, Trick or Treat.
Yeah.
No particular order.
No, and Jaws, because that's your favorite, isn't it?
I love Jaws, but it's not my favorite.
Really?
I like Shark Night 3D almost more than I like Jaws.
You suck. I can't believe you just said that out loud.
I'll tell you why, guys.
Do you want me to cut that out?
No. I love Jaws. It is an amazing film, but I get to see so many different kinds of sharks in Shark Night 3D.
You're such a shark nerd.
I love it. You get so many different. You get a bull shark, you get a cookie cutter shark. My favorite shark of all time, black tip reef shark. You don't get that in the movie.
Yeah, I don't know much about sharks. That sounds good, though.
You get a hammerhead shark. You get a great white shark flying out of the ocean into your face. It's not even an ocean. It's a river.
Because sharks are in rivers.
Was badass. You got to see the movie.
I did.
Bull sharks actually do go to rivers. Did you see it in theaters in 3D?
No, of course
I saw it like 3 times in theaters. Guys,
I'm not a weirdo. Why would I do that?
Because there's an awesome rap at the end, and it ends with Finn, because it's like finished, but also fin, like a shark fin.
Yeah, I got it. Okay, moving on.
Guys, I really do love Jaws, though.
Let's talk about what's going on with us. Carly, did you see Beauty and the Beast?
I saw Beauty and the Beast. I need to see it again before I give you my final word on it.
Okay, you don't have to give me your final word, but did you enjoy yourself?
I enjoyed myself.
I
had some issues
with it. Did Dan Stevens do it for you?
Dan Stevens will always do it for me. Except in the first scene of this movie, he's got like a powdered face.
Oh.
And he looks a little scary. But he's fun. He's fun times. This is a weird movie, to be honest. I liked it, but it was really weird.
Yeah.
But we can talk about that another time.
Okay.
What else? I feel like I saw something else. What else did I see?
Did you see Belko?
No.
I know. I didn't get to see it either.
I'm going to see that on Sunday. I'm seeing Trainspotting 2 tomorrow.
Interesting that that's at the top of your list.
I really want to see that movie.
Is it doing well?
I don't care.
Okay.
I loved Trainspotting, like, so much.
Yeah.
And, like, apparently the second one's all about, like, addiction and recovery and all that fun stuff.
All that fun stuff.
I'm really curious to see where
like
it goes.
Like, addiction and recovery.
All those good times.
All right.
That good time stuff. Oh, I saw Kong last week.
Nice. Did you like it?
I really did. It's super fun. It's, like, it doesn't take itself seriously. It's not, like, trying to be, like, Peter Jackson's, like, masterpiece. It's just trying to be like a silly monster movie where there's like, it's campy, but obviously it's like got the CGI special effects. Tom Hiddleston, total freaking babe. He looks great in a t-shirt in that.
He looks kind of great.
He's great. Samuel Jackson's just an evil bastard in the whole thing.
Nice.
It's just fun. It's a fun movie.
Sounds good.
It's not like quality cinema, but it's like you'll have a good time.
I've been watching Legion.
How's Dan Stevens in that?
Ba-bum, ba-bum, ba-bum.
This is what's happening when I think about
it. Yes, like an Iooga heart coming out of my chest. Very, very cartoony in my heart.
Yep.
He's amazing. Aubrey Plaza is a fucking amazing. And I love both of them so, so much.
Totally.
I didn't even know Dan Stevens was in this. I started watching it because I saw Aubrey Plaza on, I think, The Tonight Show or one of the nighttime shows. And her interview, I just love her because she's so weird and awkward and reminds me of me a little bit, but like weirder and scarier, which is even better. I wish I was
she's weirder and scarier.
She's amazing. And so when I heard her talking about this movie, I was like, I have to watch this. And then I found out Dan Stevens was in it. I was like, I really fucking have to watch this. And I can't stop watching it now. And it's getting harder to stop watching it or getting harder to keep watching it because I'm like at the end. I'm caught up. So, it's really good. Carly, you have to watch it.
I do.
Yesterday. Can you go back to yesterday and start watching it, please? Thank you.
Yes.
All of you should start watching it. It's really good. It's on FX and also Hulu. If you're like me and don't have regular TV, it's on Hulu. It's really good. I'm not exaggerating. It's really good. It's really weird. It's got like a comic book vibe, but also not. Like it's different than a traditional like comic book hero type story. There's definitely a lot of other levels to it.
I've heard that they do things a lot of different ways. Like, yes. They like the way that they portray like different powers and things like that. Like they show things differently so that like the people who are watching it can kind of see what is happening and where things are going, yeah, which I think is really interesting.
I'm not particularly a comic book hero, superhero person, but X-Men has always been. I know you are, which you'll like it even if you are. But I feel like it plays even more towards maybe people who aren't. Yeah. It's got a very like psychological aspect. It's like, a tiny bit of horror thrown in there, and then like a lot of just really cool imagery happening. And FX steps it up with that kind of thing, and that's awesome. Appreciate them. I think Dan Stevens is super amazingly beautiful, and Aubrey Plaza is super amazingly beautiful in this movie. They both are fantastic. The acting's really, really good. The writing's really good. The imagery's really good. And I just can't say enough good things about it. I think it's one of my new favorite shows, and I'm excited to see what's next. But also, like, X-Men is probably the only superhero show from my childhood that like I really could get into. My brother was always watching like all the different kinds of like superhero shows, and the only one I really liked was X-Men because it had girls in it.
Yeah.
That were like kicking ass. Yeah, I haven't seen Logan yet, but I want to. I've seen a lot of the X-Men movies.
You should definitely see Logan.
Yeah, I never watched the I never read the comic books, but I was always really into the show as a kid, and I really like, I was obsessed with Storm. And so I really like that it's the same universe, and you can kind of like, some of it's really familiar, but you're still not exactly sure who everyone is yet because they're not using their names. So it's like, I mean, if you're a comic book nerd, you probably know what's going on. I don't, and I'm enjoying not knowing. So I'm like purposefully like trying to not read a lot about it so that I can kind of enjoy figuring out who everyone is and
that's awesome.
And what their backstories are. Because, you know, even in like when it comes to X-Men, like their background stories can change too. It's not like they're always the same. Like I know in comic books, like there's different series that have different histories, right?
Yeah. And that's kind of what they did with those newer X-Men movies, is they like brought a new alternative universe, but it's basically just like a different path
that the
characters could have taken.
I always had such a special space in my heart for X-Men though. Like, I don't know why. And it's not because I'm obsessed with it. I'm really not. And I don't know a ton about X-Men more than what I've seen. But, you know, if you were like, hey, here, watch Batman, or hey, here, watch X-Men, I'm going to pick X-Men every time. I understand that Batman is probably better and people love Batman more, but X-Men's always just been my thing. I love the mutants, and I love how there's a bunch of different ones and they all have different powers. And then there's like a political situation surrounding it. There's a psychological aspect to it. I just feel like it's more deep and more interesting than Batman. But, you know. Just comparing apples to oranges, I guess, but
yeah, they're both super awesome in you know, their own rights. And yeah,
totally.
They're both very entertaining. I don't think I like prefer necessarily one more than the other. Like, I just go into those movies expecting to have a good time. And
yeah.
Especially like I saw Logan, I don't know if it was last week or the week before, and was just completely blown away by it. Like, it's such a good movie for them, for at least like his character, for Logan's character to like end on, because it was just badass. Like, I want you to see it because I want to talk to you about it.
Well, I want to, and I do want to see it. Although it's kind of funny is because everyone's obsessed with Wolverine all the time, and he's like probably my least favorite X-Men.
Well, it's funny because this movie is like super brutal. Like,
oh, and I can totally see that.
Super brutal.
And he's a brutal character. Like, yeah. He's probably one of the most brutal characters and the most like gritty, like down to earth of the X-Men mm-hmm. that I know of, in that he's a human that was forced to be a mutant. You know, he's like, he's got that like, fuck you, like, this is the life I have to have type face on, you know?
Yeah.
And he has to go... He has to go through pain every time he, like, wants to fight something. Like, there's definitely, like, a pain in him. Like, he is special in that way. But I always was more like, I want to hang out with Storm and Rogue and go fight people. Like,
dude, I totally loved Rogue and Storm when I was growing up. Yeah. For sure. It's like she's got white hair.
Yes. She controls- I wanted a white stripe in my hair so badly. so badly. Man.
So good.
So good. Anyway, sorry, I just talked a lot about X-Men and I don't even really know much about X-Men. So if you're into X-Men and I just embarrassed myself, I don't care.
You can enjoy X-Men any way that you want to.
Thank you. Anything else you want to add before we close out?
No.
Okay. Good. Thanks to Troy from Cave Bastard for our song Sequencing the Drone and Jason Link for our amazing logo. Visit FinalGirlsHorrorcast.com for more information on them or to listen to any and all of our episodes. We still have a lot of stickers to give away, so if you're interested in getting some of those, all you have to do is share our podcast on social media or rate and review us on iTunes. Then share, Then send us an email to FinalGirlsHorrorcast@gmail.com and we'll send some directly to you.
Final Girls Horrorcast is part of the Phantom Podcast Network. We are available on downrightcreepy.com, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, TunedIn, and pretty much anywhere else you can stream a podcast. We are also active on social media, so please interact with us. We love friends. Find us on Twitter at FinalGirlsHC and Instagram and Facebook. Just search for Final Girls Horrorcast.
All right, my lovelies, that's it for today. Tune in next week when we dive into our final installment of Listener Request Month with The Deadlands, as requested by Cinephiles and Cinebites, and Bone Tomahawk. I'm so excited for this one.
I like could have sworn that we talked about this, and now that we, I know that we haven't, I'm so stoked to talk about this.
So Bone Tomahawk was suggested to us by listener Javi, who's also a friend of mine, and he's going to be live in the studio with us while we record, so he'll be joining in that conversation. I'm stoked to have him on. He's one of my only horror friends, horror-loving friends, so... It'll be fun to have him on. Also, Bone Tomahawk is fucking awesome. So
I'm so excited.
Just in general. I've been holding on to that one to do. And when I said, hey, if you want to pick a movie, and he picked that one, I was like, yes, I'm down. So, I didn't
thank you, Javi.
Yeah, thank you, Javi.
You told me to see it.
Oh, okay. So you saw it after I requested you watched it. Okay, because I don't think you've told me much about your thoughts on it. So I'm really excited to hear that, too. And I'm excited to rewatch it.
Everyone
watch Bone Tomahawk like 5,000 times. I'm pretty sure both these movies are streaming, and I will post where they're streaming at on social media. But I'm pretty sure they're both on Amazon and possibly Netflix. But until then, I'm Amy.
And I'm Carly.
We'll see you next week, guys. Bye.
Bye.